Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
Kama Sankalpa Varjita, which is the word used in the Gita, that free from personal desires, self, there is no selfish motive. I'm not telling you to do this or asking you to change this behavior because I am hoping to get something out of this or that. I'm saying this because so far, the way I've understood life, by thinking, again, that this is how you will become happier. I want you to reach your full potential. I want you to realize your fullest joy. And you might think that by these short-term, these near-term, low-hanging fruits that you're becoming happy, immediate gratification. But this is a path that's going to lead to a lot of destruction in the long run. That's when we're talking to our kids. But if you delay that gratification, if you stick it out, what you will get would be far longer. So it's that purity of intention, to your point about the benefit for the others, improving others' conditions. But again, I would highly recommend that we not get into the business of others anything until we figured out what really is. Ultimately, for ourselves, then that question becomes, so what is that? It is to really detach, to remove our fixation with our body, get past this notion that we're stuck with, that I am just this much. I'm just this man or this woman. I'm this body. And that therefore, whatever I have to do is for the sake of this body. Whatever you do, however much you do for the sake of the body, for the name and the fame and for the long life and the beauty, so dan dharma, all of these are very junior, suboptimal dharmas. They will all, in the end, destroy. But it's you have to transcend that I am not that. I am the carrier, the holder, the empowerer. I am the spark within that is enabling, that's animating this. So, and that's Adhyatma Jivan. We talked about it, that when the gravitation of all tasks, all thoughts, all choices are towards how can I realize that truth? And most effort is put on that I want to realize, I want to experience the truth for myself. I'm not satisfied with just the status quo, with, yeah, theek hai na, job hai, kaam, sab paise hai, retire ho jayenge, bas sab theek thak ho jayega. Got a couple of houses, one or two cars, what more do I want? That is the biggest injustice. That is the greatest misfortune that a human has drawn upon himself or herself. Because in this alone was the possibility of God in you to realize that it is God. And that God in you has shrunk to this mortal form that, well, I can stay as long as this doctor can keep me alive and this, that, as long as I have the money. After that, I'm going to die. I don't know where I go. I don't know what happens to me. I also don't know where I came from. Why this? Why this house? Why these parents? Why these children? What? There's got to be some. Until we've resolved that mentally, until we have found answers to those, if we remain only happy in the eating, drinking, ahar, nidra, sleeping, right, security, then it is said that we are not only any better than animals, we are inferior to animals because they have it naturally, right? The animals do not have to work and worry about food or where will I sleep and how will I protect. They've got their nails in their teeth that they can just protect themselves with as much as whatever their system is. So it all ultimately comes down to this realization of the truth of our spiritual nature. And so going towards, and that is for only for ourselves. No one can give realization to others. And it's a myth. It's a myth in my experience, in my opinion also. And it's informed by the Gita. It's informed by other scriptures also. Atmaniyo atmana santishto uddharet atmana atmanam na atmanam avasadet. Sri Krishna says in the 6th chapter, you have to uplift yourself using you, he said. Arjun, you lift yourself up and out of this using you. Because in you, I have vested all my power. There is nothing that you have deficit. There's nothing you cannot do that you need. There's nothing you do not have that you need to realize, to lift yourself up. Right? And otherwise, Krishna could have said, well, I'll, I'll give you, I'll put my hand on your head. ये प्रसाद ले ले इधर घर से लाया था मैंने द्वारका से, इसको खा ले, इतनी धूली ले ले चरण की मेरी, थोड़ी हो जाएगा सब ठीक, रोना बंद. Constantly goading him. No, get up. Tasma did this. Right? You have to realize bar bar frustrated because you alone can realize that. And unless and until you've taken on to that journey, it's the greatest misfortune. It is the biggest loss. This is just everything is tanking. Forget just the stock market or this home appraisal or whatever. Everything is tanking. All needles are pointing downwards. Until we've decided that I really want to get to that truth. And there is a way to get to that truth. Everybody deserves to, every human. There's nothing more precious than this. In my sort of elevator pitch, if you will, there are three elements to it, that there is nothing superior. That's the first element of my elevator pitch. Somebody asked me, what's your elevator pitch? I said, so like, that's right, man. So I sort of gave them some concocted response. It was a good friend of mine, very, very dear friend of mine in Boston. But it bothered me that wasn't it. And not that I meditated on it or anything, but then suddenly I was saying something in some other session that occurred to me, hey, that's your elevator sweetness pitch, man. That there's nothing more precious than time in this human life, right? First of all, because we trade this for anything that we have. We have to give this to that. This is the most precious resource. I think you'd agree with that. As in the human form, time is the most finite, most precious. Everything else can be. And so if I'm going to use my most precious resource, I better use it for something more precious than this. I don't want to use this, right? Would you take your diamond ring and say, can you give me that fake jewelry? Right? You would not sell this house for a condo. And maybe it depends on the location, I get it. But I'm also talking about location here in the spiritual world now, not this physical world. But you get the point that you would use what you have to get something that is superior than that. If time is the most precious resource, I should use it to get something more precious than that. And that is the spiritual, that is the experience of the spirit. That is the experience of my original nature. So that's one aspect of it. The second is that I've realized, this is my own realization, my personal experience, that everyone deserves it. I actually searched and looked and thought very deeply, including my enemies. Once upon a time, I had enemies. So all of those. But I honestly do not find any human who's not deserving of it. Honestly, I'm not saying this because God says it. God does say it. But this is my own realization also, that no one is undeserving of it. In other words, everyone should have this experience. Every human. Only humans can have this. And the third component is that the biggest is that everyone can have it. This is a big deal. Not that everyone should have it. Everyone can have this experience in a human life of our greatest form, of the greatest experience, of the oneness with God, of the reconnection with the whole, right? As I say, abhi HOLE whole banke baithe hai. Gujarati mein hall bolenge jisko. Abhi I'm talking about the WHOLE whole. The whole ko bujha ke. Whole ke saath complete honi ki jo yatra, yoga yatra, that everyone can have it, should have it. So next time I go up to Boston, I'll have my elevator pitch ready. Also, let's wind down. So mama eva ansho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, that he says that the plain truth is that everybody's actually me, every creature, and especially humans can realize, but mana shashtani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. The senses hijack the mind. The mind can be stilled through dhyan, right? Sit still and know that I am God. Experience that. These are the words that Jesus spoke. This is also the truth. Sit still. Still your mind. And your inner voice, I got, wo keh raha hai, and know that I am God. That inner experience, the sound of silence, the sound, that voice of the Atma. It's a But if the still mind can experience the truth right here, right now, immediately. But the problem is that the mind can never sit still because the senses, there's five of them. Any one of them, later on in this chapter, he says, any one of them is powerful enough to hijack the mind perpetually. There's five of them. Ye dekhe, wo dekhe, ye sune, wo sune, ye khaye, wo khaye, right? Idhar jaye, udhar jaye. Iska dekhe, uska dekhe, aur bhi. And every one of them have 1,000. Khali aankhon se dekhna hai, but there's just so many medias and all that. So the mind has been hijacked as far away from me, the truth, as possible by the senses. Otherwise, if it can be brought back, the realization is right there. That, oh my God, I'm a part of God. I'm not this man or woman. I'm this God in my form. I don't exist. That doesn't mean that I am God. It means that God is me. It doesn't mean that the wave is the ocean. It means that the ocean has become the wave. The wave has not become the ocean. The ocean has become the wave. My dream character is not the dreamer. The dreamer has become the dream character, right? The jewelry is not the gold. Gold has become the jewelry. So Aham Brahmasmi is okay. Namaskar, like it's a far superior truth, is that God is in all the different forms, himself, has himself or herself, has arrived in that form. So if the mind can be still, he says, too bad, if it was not hijacked, the realization would be that it's really me. Then who are you going to fight with? Who are you going to argue with? Whom am I going to be angry with? Who am I going to be jealous of? Who will I fear? Who will I be afraid of? Who will I want to hide from? Who will I avoid? Who will I favor, prefer? Kisko chukenge, kisko jab dikhai dega sabon mein wahi hai to. In other words, the khel khatam. Yeah, you dress like it, the game over, essentially game over with that realization, because then you see the oneness. That's when you're connected with the whole. That's when this knob has realized that I am at this, the whole of this is that.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.